Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Laura. Do have some new information to pass on to you. 70 mile an hour winds now, so continuously getting stronger now that we're out in the Gulf of Mexico with this center, and we continue to see it strengthen as it makes its way to the upper Texas coast over to Louisiana with the impacts. Pressure now 991 millibars. We're now 625 miles southeast of Lake Charles, moving west-northwest at 17 miles an hour. So you can see on satellite, pretty large storm here with some of these rain bands stretching well out from the center. The brand new forecast that the hurricane specialist and meteorologist right behind me looking at the latest information, this is what it looks like here. So look at the extent, well outside that cone, well outside from the center, stretching about 140 miles from the center, those tropical storm force winds, and eventually those hurricane force winds approaching the coast. We do forecast a major hurricane. It's a dangerous situation, a major hurricane to approach the upper Texas coast and portions of Louisiana over the next few days. So the impacts well outside that cone. We talk about that so often, about the rainfall. We talk about that storm surge, and we talk about the rain bands, just the heavy rainfall. And we're gonna look at some of those impacts with time. The highest probabilities located right in here. This is the tropical storm force winds. You can see just a large area of the potential getting those tropical storm force winds, not just on the coast, but stretching even inland into portions of East Texas and into Louisiana. So that's where we can see that. And looking at the probabilities even of the hurricane force winds, pretty significant. Even if I draw the yellows and the oranges, we got to take this serious in this area when it comes to the wind. Portions of, you know, Lake Charles over to Houston, Galveston, over to the central portions of Louisiana as well with the wind. So dangerous situation when it comes to the winds and also the other impacts. The rainfall. This is the latest information on the rain. We can see some of these areas getting anywhere from 8 to 10 inches of rain. Some places even get 12 inches of rain, and it's not just along the coast. I can highlight the track of the system here, and you can see in Louisiana, East Texas, getting up into Arkansas, some of these values could cause some flash flooding, a dangerous situation with the flash flooding. So definitely be careful. Got to stay off the roadways. Turn around, don't drown. We lose a lot of lives when it comes to this inland rain as well. And that's stretching over to Kentucky and into Tennessee with this heavy rainfall. The other aspect, life-threatening storm surge. And that's what we want to talk about here. Anywhere, you look at the Bolivar Peninsula, High Island, Galveston Bay, 2 to 4 foot. But right on the coast here, 4 to 6 foot, life-threatening storm surge. And as we travel eastward into Louisiana, Sabine Lake, Calcasieu Lake, Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge max in these areas with the tide. So you can see those large areas there. But look what happens if we travel further to the east, Morgan City, over to the mouth of the Mississippi River. Even those areas, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. Even far to the east, as you see that onshore flow with a large system like this. Rounding about here, Lake Bourne, 3 to 5 foot, could see storm surge even on the Mississippi coast with time. And it's so important to realize it's not just right along the coast. The inward extent, the red areas here, that storm surge greater than 9 foot. So that can stretch not just on the coast, but well inland. We'll be keeping you updated on Tropical Storm Laura, forecast to be Hurricane Laura, right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.